This is News Talk, your AI curated top stories on tech, business, politics, and world events. Stay ahead in just 5 minutes every day.
Starting with today's first topic, Tata Group is on track to significantly enhance India's iPhone production capabilities. They plan to acquire a majority stake in the Apple iPhone manufacturing operations of Pegatron, a Taiwanese firm, in India. Post-deal, Pegatron will lend its manufacturing expertise to Tata to ensure a seamless transition and continued quality in production. Moving to next topic. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has recently highlighted the growing interest of global giants in India, particularly pointing to Tesla. Elon Musk's visit and Tesla's plans are seen as a positive sign for India's manufacturing sector. Sitharaman views this development as recognition of India's potential in the global market. Moving to our next topic. We delve into the potential gold rush at DMart and whether experts believe DMart should or shouldn't enter the gold market. DMart's business model, as described by Ramdeo Agrawal, shares similarities with America's Costco, employing a low-price strategy but maintaining a gross profit margin of 14.5%. The suggestion for DMart is to consider the appeal of starting to sell gold. This inspiration comes from Costco, which saw a significant positive impact on its share prices after adding gold to its inventory. Moving to the next topic. Recent escalations in tensions between Iran and Israel have put oil markets on high alert. Following reported strikes in Isfahan, crude oil prices surged over 4% to above $90 a barrel. Moving to our last topic. A glimpse into Jio Financial's performance in the March 2024 quarter reveals a commendable financial growth. The company witnessed a 6% rise in net profit, totaling 311 crore rupees. This UPTICK in revenue has been primarily fueled by its financing services, encompassing phones, laptops, and electric vehicle, or EV, batteries.
Download our app to stay ahead. Read and listen to short summarized news in multiple languages. Only on the News Talk app.